Be encouraged in our Christian faith and walk with God.
我们知道这个诗歌常常是能够使我们得到鼓励和安慰，当你唱这个诗歌里面的词句的时候。
Our brother mentioned the things that are happening all around us every day, and it certainly brings us to the place where we bow our heads and pray for one another.
刚刚我们的弟兄李辉弟兄说，最近在我们的周围发生很多很多的事情，我们真的是应该大家就要在我们低下头来向神祷告。
I have been studying this 23rd Psalm now for some time.
我研读这个诗篇23篇已经研读了一些时间了。The
church that I'm pastoring in Del Paso Heights, I've preached 11 messages from the 23rd Psalm already.
在 Del Paso High 那个 church， 我在那里做牧师，我在那里已经在那里讲过，
I'm looking forward to preaching two more from six verses of the scripture.
我还要再讲两次，在那个六节之中。
Centered around all of my thoughts has been living in the goodness of God.
然后就说我们在活在神的祝福的里面。
Over the years that I've come and ministered to you here at the church, we've been talking about the goodness of God.
过去这一年中间，我来跟你们一起分享神的话语，我们一直都在讲到神是那么样的对我们的好处。
Not only that he has saved us, but that he is able to keep us.
他不但是救了我们，而且他也保守了我们。
I read an article from a magazine, one of the news magazines, a number of weeks ago.
我在看这个一个杂志，在几个礼拜以前。
The meaning of the article, or the essence of the article, was fear of missing out.
这个杂志的那个题目上面讲说，我们怕我们错过了一些机会。
The article said that we live in a time and generation when people are frightened that they are going to miss out on what's happening around them.
再重复一遍，他就说我们在活在一个这个时间这个刺激里面，就是说我们常常就说我们怕我们错过了，我们的机会已经错过了。
Indeed, we would all admit that we live in the fast lane of life.
我们大家都知道，我们站在就是一切一切都是快速通过的那个时代。
As I drove here this morning on the freeway, I was going over the listed speed limit.
我在开车到教会来的时候，我开在高速公路上好像已经超过了那个时限的车速的限制。
Okay. No matter what lane I was
in, no matter what lane I was in,
it never seemed like I was going fast enough.
不管我转来转去哪一个道，结果都是好像就跑不快的样子。
The cars are passing in and out all over the place as if I was sitting still.
你就看那个车子都转来转去。 改变他每一个道路，然后好像说我这不动的样子。
Certainly reminds me, no matter what we do today, wherever we're at, whether it's a store, whether it's we're reading, whatever, it seems that we need to live in a fast lane.
所以不管我们在一个店里面，或者是在吃东西的时候，我们都每次都是在快速的路线上走。
Today's message, I would like to suggest that we move from living in the fast lane and living overwhelmed to living an overflowing life.
我们今天我们要讲的是，我们愿意把我们从快速到这边下来，我们要把我们从一个，就是我们从题目今天是从不知所措，要变成喜乐满意。
Oftentimes I ask people, how are you doing? Just as I might ask you in a general conversation.
常常我跟人说，嘿，你今天好好吗？就好像我们在问安那个怎么样子对话。
And I would hear people saying, I just feel overwhelmed.
而且大家说，我已经完全被错，不知所措了。
There is pressure all around us.
但是压力到处都满了压力。
This morning, I'd like to suggest that there are two ways that we can approach life.
现在我们今天我要建议这个两个方法来面对这个情形。
We can approach life with a shortage mindset or with a surplus mindset.
我们永远有两个方法，一个是我们从永远在，一个是我们生活中间是缺乏，或者说我们永远想着说我们一定是过着一个充充满满
丰富
有余的生活。
Let's take just a minute to look at both of these briefly this morning in preparation for other thoughts that I have.
让我们来看，我们看看看这个两个想法，然后我们来再有看看有没有其他的解说。
The shortage mindset suggests to us, I'll never have enough, never have enough.
这个我们活在一个缺乏时，就是说我们永远不够，我这个也不够，不够，家里什么东西都不够。
Words that the Bible would use would be lacking, wanting, and need.
这个在圣经上的话就是说我们不够，我们缺乏，我们永远有需要。
When I hear those words, I really feel a sense of being overwhelmed.
当我听到这一句话语的时候，我就自己变成不知所措了。
My focus is on my limited resources.
我们的焦点今天的讲到是，虽然我们的资源是没有那么太多，是有限的。
It suggests, what am I lacking?
他告诉我们说，我们到底缺少什么？
We're lacking money, we're lacking time, we're lacking energy.
我们缺少金钱，我们缺少时间，我们缺少自己的力量。
And all of this leads us to envy, jealousy, worry, and insecurity.
所以这一切会带领我们给有嫉妒，我们有猜忌，我们有这个忧虑，我们就没有安全感。
The result of a shortage mindset is overwhelmed life.
所以从这个永远活在这个不够的东西的情况之下，我们变成不知所措。
But let's look at the other approach, the surplus mindset.
让我们看看，这是我们过着说丰丰富富、差差有余的。
Which suggests to us that God has more than we'll ever need.
我们知道神是，神自己就是超过我们所需要的。
And indeed, it will never run out.
而且永远不会干掉的。
The words that the Bible uses about this is abundance, abounding, and plentiful.
在这个圣经上的话，就是一切的丰富、富有，是我满满的。
Now let me take just a moment and suggest I've tried to figure out how I could say to you, God has everything we need and it will never run out.
让我来给你举个例子，神是我们所有需要的，这一切永远不会用完的。
Let me ask you this question.
让我问你一个问题。
Have you ever said to the person who's around you, seated next to you,
你对你旁边坐的人问他这个问题。
Don't stand too close to me because I'm afraid we'll run out of air.
不要离我太近了，我怕我的空气被你吸掉了。
None of us have ever said that.
你有没有跟你的旁边人说，哎，坐远一点，不然我的空气被你吸光了。
Why? Because when God created the universe, He created enough air that will never, never run out.
为什么？因为神创造空气的时候，那个空气你吸，永远永远吸不完的。
So when you think that God has a surplus, His surplus gives us everything that we need again and again and again and again.
所以神给我们都是差差有余，他这是给我们的。一再一再一再一再的供给你，永远用不完的。
God has limited or limitless resources for us.
神有无限的资源供给我们。
And that ought to change everything in our life.
所以你要这样想的话，我们的生活生命中间就会完全有一个新的改变。
when we really realize and appreciate what God has given to us, we then live, the result is an overflowing life.
所以当我们想到神是给我们这么做，我们就会说神，我们看到过的生活是恰恰有余的。
So today when you think about being overwhelmed, be reminded that God wants you to live in an overflowing life that never runs out.
所以你不要今天以为你自己在这过得什么不够，过得只是不知所措，但是神是给我们活在这个世界上是恰恰有余，永远不会用完的这一切的资源里面。
Now we can understand the fifth verse of the 23rd Psalm.
所以我们可以现在可以知道，我们念到这个诗篇二十三篇第五节。
It says, "You fill my cup to overflowing."
啊，你使我的福杯满溢。
You give me more than I can ever hold.
你给我们的。那么多，我们的容器绝对装不下的。
My cup is full and overrunning.
你知道，我们的杯子已经福杯满溢出来了。
Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything that I need.
所以这里告诉我们说，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Because the Lord is my shepherd, He gives me everything that I need.
因为神是我们的牧者，他把所有我们需要的都完完全全给我们了。
Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not ever want.
所以，神是我们的牧者，我绝对不致缺乏。
Because the Lord is my shepherd, my cup runs over.
所以，神是我们的牧者，我的杯子绝对是满满溢溢。
What the psalmist is simply saying to us here is, he gives me more than I'll ever need.
所以这个做这个诗的作者大卫王，他是说神给我们是给我们东西是远远超过我们所需要的。
Now maybe you're asking the question, what is the cup?
所以你要问到这个杯是什么意思？
I suggest to you that the cup is our life.
这个我的给你的建议，这个杯就是我们的生命。
My life is full and overflowing.
我们的生命是那么充充满满，而且是满满溢溢的流出来。
I learned a chorus when I was a kid that went something like this.
我从前在我小孩子的唱一首那个副歌。
My cup is full and running over, running over.
我的杯子是充满了，而且是溢出来了，溢出来了。
Since the Lord saved me.
因自从耶稣我们的主救了我
I'm as happy as can be
我是永远是那么的快乐是我尽可能的想要的快乐
My cup's full and running over
我的杯子是满满溢溢的
This is exactly what the psalmist is saying to us Your life, my life is overwhelmingly overflowing with God's goodness to us.
这个作诗的人给我们讲说，你的生命中间，我的生命中间，我们的生命中间，都是那么充充满满、满满溢溢的流出来。
Let me answer the question: What is the overflowing life?
那我要问，要回答一个问题：什么是一个满溢的生命？
I suggest to you morning, this morning, the overflowing life is to be filled beyond capacity.
这个满溢的意思就是说，你的那个杯子的容器已经完全充满了你那个容量之外，还要流出来。
With an endless supply of God's goodness.
而且是神的那个的美好是永远是无穷尽的供给你。
Brothers and sisters, I want to repeat that because I think it's one of the most important things I can offer to you today.
弟兄姐妹，我让我来重复一遍，这是今天我跟大家分享的话语，就是说这是非常重要的一句。
The overflowing life is to be filled beyond capacity.
这个满溢的生活就是已经把你充满了，把你的容器已经充满了，你容器不够装了。
With an endless supply of God's goodness.
神的那个美好，他的供给你的是超过你的容器的容量。
When you feel a sense of being overwhelmed and the fear of missing out,
所以当你想到说你的容器已经充充满满的，你还会觉得说你会觉得说你会失去什么东西吗？你会赶上什么东西吗？
Be reminded as a Christian that your cup is full and running over.
弟兄姐妹，要晓得基督徒，我们的杯子都是已经是充满了，而且是充满的要溢出来了。
Listen to what the Scripture says.
我们看这个我们的经文怎么说。
I'm a holy God.
我是一个圣洁的神。
Who rescues you?
我这个神是救你的神。
For your own good.
是为了你自己的好处救你的。
I teach you.
我是来教导你。
I lead you along the right path.
我带你行走义路。
How I wish that you had obeyed my commands.
我真是想你能够随处来都是来照我给你的命令去做。
Then your success and good fortune would have overflowed.
然后你的成功而且你的幸福都是会充充满满满满溢溢。
Jesus has said, I've come that you might have real life.
耶稣说我来是让你有真的新生命。
And enjoy it in abundance.
而且你的生命中间要享受到那些丰丰富富的生命。
To the fullest.
完全到完全满满。
Until it is overflowing.
而且满到要溢出来流出来。
Brothers and sisters, those are not...Those are not my words, but they're God's words.
这不是我们 Pastor Jay 的话，是神的话语。
I'd like to close my message with a few points on how to experience an overflowing life.
那我现在要让几句话说到我们怎么样能够活出来，得到这个满意的生命。
First, we must stay connected to Jesus every day.
第一个，我们要天天。跟我们的神要有密切的生活。
Jesus is saying, I am the energy.
耶稣说我是能力。
I am the power.
我是那个全能。
You may ask, how can I stay connected to Jesus?
他是能力他全能，我们怎么样子跟神连在一起呢？
I suggest to you as I have in the past that we need to spend time with him.
我建议你们就是说我们每天都要有跟神要花一段亲密的时间在一起。
To really get to know Jesus, we have to spend more and more time with him.
我们要想更多知道我们的主，我们要在主身上我们要花更多的时间。
I suggest that you spend 7 minutes a day, just set 7 minutes aside where you pray, you read God's word, and you meditate.
所以我真是这个你们是花更多时间是多少时间呢Pastor Jay说7分钟你要祷告你要念这个神的话而且你要在那默想神给你的关系
The overflowing life comes from being connected to God
福杯满溢的生活是完全是在于你跟神有没有直接的关系
Another suggestion that I have for you this morning to live in the overflowing life is stop complaining and start being grateful.
另外一个你要过一个充充满满的福杯满溢生活，就说不要去抱怨，而且你就可以过一个福杯满溢的生活。
Now I have talked to several physicians.
我跟许多的医生有些交谈。
And they say it's good for your health not to complain.
你知道吗？对你自己的健康最好是不要抱怨。
They say it's good for your health to be grateful.
而且你知道吗？对你的健康要你知足，你常常知足的话，你就更健康。
The Bible says, "Let your lives overflow with thanksgiving."
这个圣经上跟我们说，我们要在我们生命中间要把这个感谢。流出来
all that God has done for you.
感谢神在我们生命中间他为我们已经做的那一切
So how do I experience the overflowing life?
那我们要怎么样在经验神的这种福杯满溢的生活呢
Stop griping.
就不要抱怨。
Stop grumbling.
不要去不要去嘀咕嘀咕。
And before you get out of bed, may I suggest that you do one thing?
当你早上在你还没有起床之前，我呢建议你做一样事情。
Let me demonstrate.
让我来给你做一个示范。
I turn on the edge of my bed when I get up in the morning and put my feet on the ground, something like this.
我就转过来，在我床上，我把我的脚放在地上。
And then I put my hands on my knees.
然后我把我的手放在我的这个膝盖上面。
And I think of 10 things that I am grateful for.
而且我想到十样事情是我们应该感谢的。
I begin the day by thanking God that He is going to supply my every need.
所以我一早上一开始我们要开始要谢谢神，他已经把所有我们需要的都准备好了。
I thank God for my family.
我谢谢神给我的家庭。
I thank God for the things that He's going to bring into my day that I don't even know about.
而且我谢谢神要给我的事情，给我的东西，我现在都不晓得要他要给我什么东西。
I just simply suggest to you as you begin your day.
我简单的跟你讲，你每天
早起。Begin by taking a moment to just say to God.Here are 10 things that I want to experience as an overflowing life.
要有感谢神，有十件事情让我过一个福杯满溢的生活。
Well, let's move on.
让我们再继续下去。
Next, I would suggest we need to stop comparing and start being content.
叫你不要去跟旁人比较。要自己觉得说我们应该心满意足了。
Now you're going to probably say, Jay, you're picking on me.
你说这个 Pastor Jay 啊，你怎么搞这专门在找我麻烦
？Not really, but it's the world that we live in.
因为这是个世界，我们活在这个世界，大家都是这样子。
We compare what other people have and what we don't have.
我们常常跟人家说，那个张三李四有什么东西，怎么我怎么没有？
I want to suggest to you this morning that when you get to heaven, God isn't going to say,
我告诉你，当你到天上去的时候，神不会这样讲。
Why weren't you more like your sister or brother?
神不会说你怎么没有像你的那个姐姐，像你的哥哥弟弟那样子。
God is simply going to say to us, Have you lived your life as I have created you?
神给我们讲说，你是不是过了？一生的生活是照我创造你的心意去过。
God has given each of us various skills and talents to use for His honor and glory.
神给我们的一切的这个技巧，一切的能力，去过我们一生的生命。
And I just simply say, use what God has given you to the best of your ability.
我现在就要跟你讲说。我们一定要把神给我们的所有的那一切用到极致，发挥它最大的效益。
And your life will be overflowing.
然后你的生命就会福杯满溢的流出来了。
And let me suggest lastly this morning how to live the overflowing life.
让我最后再来建议我们怎么样子过一个福杯满溢的生活。
Stop being stingy.And start being generous.
停止做一个吝啬鬼，要你做一个慷慨的人。
When I was preparing the sermon,
当我在准备这个讲稿的时候
，I felt that God was talking to me especially about this.
神在跟我 Pastor J 特别在讲话。
The church that I'm serving in Del Paso Heights is in a very poor district of our community.
我在那个 Del Paso High 那个教会，那个地方不是那么富有的地区。
And all around the church is many homeless people.
在它的旁边都是很多都是无家可归的那些。
As a matter of fact, many of them have built what they call little villages in our parking lot.
而且他们在那些人家的这个停车场就建筑他们这种 What kind of village?
Little villages.
哦，他们是做一个小区在停车场。
It's where they kind of put a make a tent that they can sleep in and keep themselves covered.
就把帐篷就支搭在那个停车场，就在那里过。
I was leaving the church, and a gentleman came up to me and said, "Can you give me some money?"
有一天我啊要离开这个教会的时候，有一个 gentleman， 有一个男士就来说，你能给我一点钱吗？
If you asked me this morning and said, "Could I give you some money?" I would say the same thing to you that I said to him.
假如你今天我说你能给我一点钱吗？我会给你的回答就像我回答他一样。
I don't carry any money on me. I have no wallet, no money.
我从来不带钱，因为我没有钱包，我没有钱带到身上。
He wasn't happy with my answer.
他当然不是那么高兴我的回答。
And he said again, "Can you give me some money to buy some food?"
他给我讲说，哎，你能不能给我钱去买点东西吃啊？
After a few moments, I started feeling very guilty that I was turning him down.
过了一下，我觉得我很罪过感，我怎么就跟他讲说我没有把。
I'm going to tell you a secret, but don't go to my car. I have some money.In my car that I keep locked up in there to use when I need it.
他说，哎，我给你一个秘密，我在车子里有点钱，但是你不要到我这里来，你不要跟到我到我车子去。
So I went to my car and I got a few $1 bills that I had.
所以我到那个我的车子，他没有跟我来，我就拿了几张一块一块的钱。
And I gave them to him.
我就给了一这些钱给他。
And then he said to me,
他就跟我说
Pastor Jay, do you recognize me?
他就问说 Pastor Jay, 你认得我吗？
I said, no, I don't.
我说我不认得你了。
He said, 5 years ago, I met you at the DMV office in South Sacramento.
五年前我在DMV 就是汽车管理局在这个南 Sacramento 地方。
He said we were in line and we were talking about making a purchase of license plates at the DMV office.
而且我在那个汽车 DMV 就是汽车管理局的时候，我们在讲说我们要怎么样子在排队，在说我们买怎么样摆汽车上的牌照。
He said I was $5 short of having enough money to be able to buy my sticker.
那天我身上带的钱不够五块钱。
And you gave it to me and invited me to come to your church.
而且你给了我这五块钱，而且你邀请我到你的教会去。
I stood there for just a moment, almost in tears.
我站在那里。
To stop and think.
眼泪要流出来，就在想。
That 5 years ago.I met this gentleman very accidentally, and here I was to meet him again on the steps of the church where he was asking for help because he was homeless.
五年前我在那里在排队在 DMV 来汽车管理局，那今天他到我这里来，在我的教会面前的停车场这里。
It was that moment that I realized that part of the overflowing life.
你觉得这是一个福杯满溢的生活吗？
Is to stop being stingy.
所以告诉我说，不要吝啬。
And to start being generous.
要慷慨一点。
Well, you want to move from overwhelmed to overflowing?
你要从这不知所措，要变成福杯满溢吗？
Let me challenge you.
让我来给你一个挑战。
I will connect with Jesus.
我要跟神要密切的联合。
I will stop complaining.
我不要再抱怨了。
I will stop comparing.
我不要去跟别人比了。
And I'll stop being stingy.
而且我不要变成一个吝啬鬼了。
I don't want to live.
我不愿意过
a life that has a shortage mentality.
一个。生命是说永远是说我的生命是不够的。
But I want to live in God's surplus.
我要活在 神里面是那么多，就是充充满满，福杯满溢。
The overflowing life
是过一个福杯满溢的生命。
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们感谢 Pastor Steven 给我们的证道，他的讲的内容，相当的深刻，但是很有幽默感，听得很有趣。我们这样听下来呢，我们又领会了神的一些旨意，但是呢，我们好像也没有觉得疲乏，会非常有趣。谢谢 Pastor Steven。现在请大家起立，我们一起唱一首诗歌，256首三一颂。